CliffCentral.com. Well, Robin, as usual, week after week, you come pop into the show and you give us great tips and tricks to use in and around our home and our garden. So this week is no different. I think this is actually quite a cool one this week as well. We always are trying to improve ourselves and better our lives, and we're living now in this day and age and these times where everyone is talking about recycling or banning of plastic. So this week we're focusing on waste-free living, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. I don't know if a lot of people know, but actually it was plastic-free July last month. And I know, I'm sure you guys have been chatting about it and you've been seeing so many photos of, you know, suffering animals or environments with plastic and rubbish have been spread like wildfire across social media. So it's something that we've just been really looking into and doing a bit of research on how people can just live cleaner and with less waste, obviously, in your everyday lives. And it's amazing how many small things there are that you can actually do. Just as a homeowner, even if you live in a flat and you're renting, there are small things that you can do just to live with less waste. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I know that the city of Johannesburg is putting in big steps to make everyone more conscious of this kind of stuff, and obviously recycling. I know in some places they've got quite militant already, and it's like, you will have the clear plastic and you'll put this and that in. And I'm all for it, because I started doing that last month, Robin. I took July to heart.
Oh, good, Ben.
And it really wasn't that difficult. It's just, all of these things aren't difficult. The only thing is, it's that we're not doing them yet. It's as simple as that. I mean, that's the way I kind of applied my mind to it. And before you know it, it becomes a habit. And then before you know it, it's just what you do.
Yes, no, exactly. And I think a lot of people don't realize how many small things you can do that just can become part of your daily lifestyle that can actually make a huge difference. And like you say, recycling is one of the big ones. Having a few different bins where you separate your plastic, your paper, your tins, your glass, that can help with, obviously, landfill and rubbish collection. Yeah. Drastically, it can really just make such a big difference.
So thankfully, Lifestyle Home Garden really is here this week as well to give us the great tips that we need to move on. You have all explored some ways in which we can all just make these differences in our daily lives. So firstly, composting. How can we go about doing that?
Yeah, I was going to also go straight to that one, because for some people it's like, yeah, but then I'm going to attract flies and it's going to be icky and stuff. So there's got to be smart ways around this, obviously.
Yes, so composting is a great one. Anyone can do composting. Firstly, if you have a garden with a big enough space, you can start your own compost heap. And it's literally as simple as identifying a space, and every time you have any peels, skins of fruits, vegetables, mm-hmm. eggshells, tea bags, even coffee grinds, old coffee, that's great your compost heap, then you just obviously throw all of that into a space that you've cornered off. You obviously wouldn't want it to be very close to your house, but the bottom corner of your garden, you just start an area, throw all of that, and literally the natural process of with rain and air and heat, those materials will start to compost and they will create a nutrient-rich organic material. So you don't really have to do much. You can turn it every so often and just keep throwing all that type of natural waste from your home and your cooking into that compost heap.
Okay, I'm starting that today. I genuinely am starting it today. Robin, we've obviously on the show spoken many times about growing your own produce as well, but I just thought about it. Like, again, we talk about small things. When you grow your own, you're not exactly bringing in plastic into your house, because the packaging with all of these things sure adds up. I mean, this is something that obviously mustn't be ignored either.
Exactly. So when you grow your own, if you grow fruit, herbs, veggies, let's say lettuce, for example, if you have lettuce growing in your own garden and you want to make a salad, you just go outside and you pick that lettuce. You haven't had to buy it in plastic, yep. Bring it home in plastic. You haven't had to keep it in your fridge where it could possibly rot and then you have even more wastage. You're picking as it grows. So you really are lessening your waste as much as possible, because you're growing for yourself, you aren't buying extra. If you don't pick, there's nothing that's going to be negative about those things in your garden. Yeah. And so you're just really making a big difference by growing your own herbs and veggies and using that in your cooking and preparing of meals rather than buying, plastic and styrofoam and all those types of things from a store.
Now, obviously, you know, we're limiting our plastic from stores, obviously taking your own bags, your own containers to actually buy your produce when you get it. But another great aspect is obviously with food preparation, if you are taking a reusable container to the workplace, it also means you're not then buying crap when you're there. And again, it's limiting the packaging.
Yeah, so all of those things link. So if you grow your own at home or if you don't have space to grow everything and then you rather shop at markets – where you can take jars or baskets, or even if you can find a store where you can go and buy things in your own containers, and then using that produce to meal prep at home before you go to work or school, taking it in a reusable container rather than single-use styrofoam or plastic that, you know, just gets thrown away. So that is really the way to do it, growing your own and prepping ahead of time so that you have as little waste as possible.
Yeah, it's something I did is, again, with just using your waste practically. Now, obviously, we speak about recycling, but also just reusing. We reuse our glass jars from, say, coffee that we buy, cat food. Obviously, there's tins and that kind of stuff involved. I've actually started to use – I've got these little seedlings. I've got, like, basil, and I've got some more spinach that I'm trying to put through. But you can use those cans, right, Robin? That's not too country-fied, is it?
No, that's a brilliant idea. And on our blog that we wrote, that's on our website at the moment, about waste-free living, we actually have some pictures of how you can use any tin can, but obviously pet food is a big one. And if you just punch holes at the bottom so that you obviously have drainage for when you water, you can plant any seedlings in there, even sow seeds, and you can grow your kitchen herbs or veggies and put it on a windowsill or just outside. And it's a great way to grow your own and reuse some of your waste. So well done, Ben.
Well, Robin, I think this, you know, in a few years back, you look at these kind of things, people either call like hipsters or whatever, but now it's becoming a necessity. Now it's part of life. And we can't actually fight it because we all know food prices are going to skyrocket in the next sort of 5 to 10 years. Resources are diminishing. And it's also just that the healthy need. So, I mean, this isn't one of those nice things we can talk about and then forget about it. I think we all need to really implement this. And the way that you kind of you keep giving us these tips, it really is just so simple. And like you say, if you need any pointers, the blog you guys are putting together for this can give you checkpoints on a weekly basis.
Yes, exactly. So you can go and have a look. We've given some suggestions of small little things that you can do in your daily life to make a difference. And also some links to other people who've been doing it very well or sites that have products that you can use. We've even discovered a company that makes like shwe fabric cling wrap almost. So instead of using cling wrap that you have to throw away and is plastic, there are alternatives, beautiful alternatives that you can reuse and wash and recycle and all that type of thing. So, yeah, tons of suggestions and ideas and people who are really doing interesting things that are making a huge difference to our environment.
Fantastic, and we can be part of that too. Robin, thanks so much. Business as usual next week. We'll see you in studio.
Yes, I'll see you in studio next week. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
Have a great day.
Cool, thanks so much. That is Robin Scher, Lifestyle Home and Garden. Of course, they're a big part of our show here every Friday, giving us these great tips. And like I said, this isn't one of those things that we can maybe opt into. I really do believe that it becomes a big part of life and we can make things a little bit better. So Lifestyle Home and Garden, they are the anchor tenant at Lifestyle Garden Center, corner of Bears Nordier Drive and Azerhout Avenue here, Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. So go on to www.lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. CliffCentral.com.